It is a first-of-its-kind project, a developing nation using crowdsourcing to solve problems with its education system. It is happening in Mozambique. The crowdsourced elements will help build community support and alliances with nonprofits, universities, and other groups. Ellen Silverberg is the founder of Silverberg Innovations, the organization helping the government of Mozambique make it happen. And he tells Federal News Radio this is the first wave of proactive social media used by a developing nation.
Mozambique is going through a major phase of change right now. And one of the things that they're focused on is trying to rebuild their school system that was almost eliminated during a civil war about 25 years ago. There's about 1.5 million children in Mozambique right now who don't have schools to go to at all. And so this project is trying to bring recognition to that problem, but also to the fact that many Western aid organizations and private equity groups and banks made promises to help fund the rebuilding of these schools, and those promises have not been kept. So what we're doing is we're helping to create a website that's going to, you know, really embody most of the best technologies out there right now, both social media, crowdsourcing, and mobile, actually. And so on one level, we're going to be crowdsourcing and asking people to support this project and help build a coalition of governments and universities and nonprofit organizations to sort of bring awareness to this issue. And then the second really is going to be to start to think about some solutions outside of the money issue. You know, how could other groups come into a country like Mozambique, for example, and help create education curriculums or provide meals for kids? So there's a number of different ways that we're going to be using this, and the country of Mozambique is very interested in basically creating a proactive social media application that shows that they are not only actively engaged with their citizens, but actually trying to help, you know, solve these problems.
We've seen the issue of crowdsourcing solving problems before, you know, on a federal agency level. You're taking it to a global scale. That seems a bit overwhelming.
Yes. The interesting thing about this is that the tools, social media, mobile, crowdsourcing, the internet itself, it shrinks the world. So yes, it's a global issue and it's a global presence, but given the strength of these technologies, it's not hard to reach, you know, many countries at once.
How are you able to use templates from smaller types of projects to apply it to this?
That's a very good question. We're going to be creating a lot of this from scratch. Because this hasn't happened before, we did some research and tried to find other projects that might have been similar. We'll be able to use basic, I think, templates for, you know, blogs and Twitter and things like that. But once we get to the point where the framework or the website's created and has the crowdsourcing capabilities built in that we're working on, I don't think there is a framework that exists for it right now. This is the first time that I can find any reference to where an entire government has put its effort behind a project and to use social media to tell a positive story, as opposed to, you know, some of these governments who are using social media and mobile applications to step on their people or to arrest them or kill them. Mozambique is trying to help their people.
Where do you see this going from here? When you're talking about crowdsourcing something like this, what kind of participation are you looking for? Your average citizen, entrepreneurs, federal government?
Well, I think we're looking for participation at a number of different levels. So the first level will be the individual user who sees a story and either passes it on or shares it in their networks, or maybe even wants to maybe help to solve the financial problem or, you know, something like that. The second level would be really crowdsourcing organizations, governments and nonprofits who want to be part of this coalition and say, you know, we need to sort of stop this process of international development where promises are made and then checks are not written, because that just ends up hurting the countries where these promises were made to in the first place. A third level would really be sort of a top-level government, you know, crowdsource where we're bringing in other government agencies who are hearing about this or interested in, you know, why a country like Mozambique is turning to social media to try to solve this problem as opposed to just picking up the phone.
How does crowdsourcing keep that from happening again, keep those promises that are made from being broken?
Well, clearly, I mean, the first step is awareness. You know, that people have to be aware that this is an ongoing issue. It's not just Mozambique. This is occurring in developing nations all around the world. The promises are made. And so I think that the first step is awareness. The second step is really getting people involved and saying, hey, you know, maybe we can put some of our resources into this. Maybe some corporations might see it and say, oh, you know, we might be able to solve the problem of only 7% of the children who actually are in school in Mozambique having lunch. So the it's a part of it is just by bringing the, this to people's attention, letting people share it in their social networks, and letting people think about how they could use their own networks to sort of work on this type of problem. In my belief, it creates a foundation for the next steps.
Is it possible to take this globally and put it on a smaller scale if organizations hear how you're doing this? Can they learn some best practices from you?
Oh, I think so. I think we're, you know, in 6 months, there's going to be a lot of information out there about what we did and how we did it. And definitely smaller organizations and smaller governments and can use the same types of techniques and tools that we're getting ready to employ. You know, part of it is just an awareness of the world has changed. And, you know, we're in a place now where social media is no longer a novelty. It's really part of our daily life. And the internet is basically a utility. It's like electricity. What we're realizing is that by exposing these tools, people will start to understand the linkages that are being made here between mobile, between crowdsourcing, between social networking, and how they're all flowing together now.
Alan Silberberg is the founder of Silberberg Innovations. You can learn more, hear the entire interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.